Good morning, Karen. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Tell us about this book you have written, Karen.
Yes, we lived at Maimai. So I had childhood memories of that, and we'd always been in the farming business.
Karen, what is the name of the book?
At the Crossroads, Biographies of Maimai.
So in many ways, Karen, this is about the lives of people involved in the industry.
I tried to have fairly broad interviews in that people had the opportunity to talk about what was most important to them, either as a farmer or as a mill worker, and also children and nieces and nephews. So there's different aspects. There's got women who've never worked, women who have worked, their stories, as well as the mill workers and the farmers, and even Hodge Industries. So I interviewed Wayne Willis from Hodge Industries as well.
The history of sugar growing in Mackay is about as long as the history of Mackay. So did you focus on any particular periods at all?
It's from 1900 until about the 1990s. We looked at people's employment, the labour market, immigration, and those aspects of the industry. And then towards the end of the book, I focus on individual families. So I look at the Maimai residents and other workers from the perspective of their educational levels, their membership to organisations, the school they went to. I have a school photograph of the Maimai State School from 1939.
Yep.
And I've interviewed a large percentage of those people in the photograph. So there are many aspects of community life that I've tried to focus on in the final chapters.
Wow.
So there are some really interesting tales told about the days when groceries were delivered by a wagon and babies were weighed on scales. There's those sort of stories up to more or less the present, or at least until people retired from the industry.
How big is it? How many pages?
650 pages. There's a photograph album that Peter and Robin McFarlane gave me that belonged to Larry Maloney. I don't know if you recall his name.
Yeah.
He invented a wooden cane harvester in the 1940s when steel was short during the Second World War.
Yeah.
And that photograph was rescued from the tip by Peter McFarlane. And he gave it to me. So I have a small photograph album at the end of the book with Larry Maloney's inventions and also other inventions like the Howard cane harvester, which was one of the early cane harvesters. Also, Larry Maloney built a respirator machine, and three of those were used at the Mackay Base Hospital, and there's a photograph of one of those.
Just to finish then, the 29th of this month at 6 p.m, is it, at West Leagues Club?
Yes, correct.
And you'll be there, and you'll be doing book signings as well, I take it?
Yes.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us. This is needed because, as I said, there's other books around, but this is bringing things up to date into the 90s and right back to the early 1900s. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the book.